Retirement Network, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Tamir giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I had some charges on my Target card from your company, and I was wondering how you got my card because I don't order anything from you.
Okay, may I have your shipping address? I'm sorry, your zip code.
My what zip code?
Your zip code.
95765.
Okay, and may I have your first and last name?
Patsy Kramer with a K.
Okay, can you identify your shipping address for me?
4410 Newland Heights Court, Rockland, California.
Thank you so much for that. I'm waiting on your account to load.
I should not have an account because I never bought anything from you.
Account is made. It has an email, a number, the day it was created. August 11th.
What is it?
If you give me a second, the account is loading. I'm trying to see myself.
Okay.
I am still here, still loading. Okay, September 29th, there was a charge for $5.74 for the cookware to enter the sweepstakes.
A cookware? I didn't buy any cookware. Somebody must have gotten my card because I haven't made any of these charges. And I was in Virginia. And then there's two more charges every month for $67.32.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that. The $67.32 that comes from whoever signed up and did the sweepstakes, they didn't cancel it, and that's why you're getting charged for that. But since you're saying you haven't done any of these charges, I can't get you over into our fraud department because there's really nothing I can cancel the account out for you, but that's all I can do.
I already called the Target card. And I've already put a fraud claim in because I did not do these. So I'll just wait and do it that way.
Okay, well, I can just go ahead and cancel the account out for you. So.
Oh, yes, please do that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm just getting the account canceled out.
Why am I being charged $67.32? I mean, I didn't purchase anything, and it's every month, it looks like.
Whoever did it, or whatever the case may be, they didn't read the terms and conditions where it stated the $5 that was paid. That just was to enter the sweepstakes. So if they didn't cancel, that's why they're getting charged a monthly charge to still be enrolled in it.
Well, I'm going to cancel my card and already put a fraud number in because I couldn't get a hold of you. I tried for an hour this morning. So, if you just close that account out so I don't get any more charges, because if you do, I'll just do another fraud.
Hold on, give me 1 second, ma'am.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am, I am still here. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Ma'am, have you disputed the charges yet?
Yes, I did.
Yes, ma'am. I did already go ahead and have your card, I'm sorry, your account canceled out. No future charge or anything of that such can come out of your card, but I can't even give you a refund because you already disputed it with your bank. So you can wait on them, or you can give us a call back with them on the line, and we'll go ahead and issue it out, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I've already done the fraud thing. They're sending the paperwork to me, so I'll just wait and do it that way.
Yes, ma'am. I already went ahead and had your account canceled out, though, so any future charges, they will not come out of your account.
Okay, thank you so much for helping.
You're welcome, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.